Accordingly.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, well, I've got my hands-free device installed in my car.
Good.
Figured out how to use it. Was a little tricky. But it is now clinging to one of my air-conditioned vents.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So, and so I've been driving hands-free for a few weeks now. My husband got it for me and hooked it up in there, so... Yeah. I'm ready to go hands-free, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
I did this a long time ago.
So. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I drive a manual transmission, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little problematic there.
I'm jealous. I used to love driving manual transmission.
I got a nice little six-speed, and yeah.
Yeah, I learned, my first car, I had to, because I couldn't afford a standard, I like had to get the manual version of the car, and I ended up loving it. Yep. I had to sell that car. Because I couldn't, you know, put the like the baby seats in it. I couldn't get them in. But otherwise, I'd still probably be driving that car. I loved that car.
See, I wound up learning how to drive, driving my grandfather's truck on the farm.
Wow.
I mean, that was like what they referred to as three on the tree.
Three on the tree?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No.
That's a three-speed manual transmission. It is on the steering column. So you had reverse, first,
on the steering
up and across,
column?
Second. Yes.
Huh.
Manual transmission on the steering column. Yeah, three on the tree. You never heard that?
No.
Okay. See, that's okay. I'm dating myself here. There's plenty, I'm sure, on the text line that will verify that as a very common phrase among automotive enthusiasts. So.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to understand, explain this manual transmission thing to my teenagers who are learning to drive. They can't understand what I'm talking about. Like, no, the thing that, never mind.
Yeah.
Do you have a good weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was very busy yesterday. We're definitely working on Labor Day. I cleaned out the garage, cut the grass. My wife was inside cleaning up the house. But good weekend, and I hope you did too.
Oh, good. So the wife put you to work.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got a chance to clean out the garage, which was on my list.
You got a chance. Okay.
Well, at least one and a third walls of the garage were cleaned out. We'll put it that way.
Can you get an actual car in there now?
No. That's yes. Okay. I've had that for a long time. There was a time when we could only get one car in the garage, but that time ended a long time ago. So. Yeah. I've been pretty faithful about that. Now it was tight. You know, you may have had to try to scramble out of the door, but we've always had the cars in there for both for quite some time. But yeah, I got it cleaned out well now. So
one of the most miserable projects to me, cleaning the garage.
Yes,
so.
I detest it, but it had to be done.
If you need a way to do it, I actually came up with a way to do it, and it was actually somebody on the text line, and we're among the few. We're very proud in our neighborhood. We park both our cars in our garage, and we can fit them in there, barely, but we can do it. And the way I got there, and again, this came off the I get the best ideas off the text line. Somebody who said, "Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'd procrastinate. I would never get it done." This person said, "Don't get it done. It's too overwhelming. Decide instead that you're gonna remove one box worth of objects a weekend. That's it. And I did that over time. Just one, and then I was done, and I could get that feeling of satisfaction that I did it, but I don't have to do anymore. I'm not overwhelmed, so I just procrastinate, and it became something I enjoyed and looked forward to getting rid of that one box. But no more because it was too stressful. Because you know, you like you go through the box and you get hit with all this nostalgia and all these memories and can't really throw this out. And oh, that was such a precious phase of the kid's childhood. And maybe we should just put the box over here. You know, so I hold on to stuff. I do. My husband will throw stuff out before we're done using it. And I'm like, no, wait, no, wahoo, come back with that. You know, and he's like, no, just clearing some space because he can't stand clutter. Not me. I'm like, oh, but the memories. You know, so anyway, but I finally, it took me, Lee, it took me like 8-9 months, something like that. But I cleaned out the garage that way.
Well, I think that that's a very good psychological approach to it.
Yes.
Because it is overwhelming.
Because otherwise we wouldn't be parking in my garage. So, you know, it's cluttering back up again. But as long as I can get the cars in there, I feel good.
Well, the fact that I don't have to go out in the winter and clear the frost off the windshield, that's worth the effort right there. That's the part. Or have to get in the car in the rain during the spring or summer. So
yeah, absolutely. All right. So I guess we got to do a show, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, all
you
right.
You know, it's what, Tuesday?
Yeah. So anyway, going back to the shelf funds, because it is now September 2nd. And by the way, I'm going to spend the rest of the week saying the wrong day. It is my goal to figure out that it is Tuesday and remember that for the rest of the week. Right. So
good luck with
that. I'll probably mess that up this week. But yeah, no, I couldn't be happier because I got to tell you, I live, you know, I live down a country road. It's narrow. There are no shoulders on that road and there is nowhere to escape. You go off the side, then you're, you know, you're going down way into a ditch and your car is probably going to roll. And I have these people that drive this incredibly highway. It's at 35, but they insist on doing 55. And they'll tell you, if you're, I mean, you could be doing 40, they'll tell you like you're 15 under, right?
Yeah.
And they, so they're driving and all of them are looking at their phones. That is the track that the carpool moms take during the afternoon. And they are all, they have max one eye on the road and the other one. I mean, the phone is right up there. They're holding it. It makes me, I have almost been driven off the road so many times. And now my kids are learning to drive. It's happening to them. By the, and it's always women. I'm not going to pick on women. I don't know why the men don't do it. Or maybe the men are doing it, Lee, and they're just better at like putting their phones lower so you can't see it. The women don't even hide it, man. I'm like, what are you playing solitaire? What are you doing? Dude, honey, you almost drove me off the road. Yeah. And they, you know how they'll do? They'll like, it's a double yellow line. They'll like, they'll like get one tire over and then swerve back. I'm like, well, where am I supposed to go? There's no shoulder here, honey. Right. It's just... Oh, so I am very excited about this. I am sick and tired of how people drive with these phones. We need, and look, the roads are, they belong to all of us. They're one of the few public goods. I don't mind that kind of rule on the road at all. And especially because I think it's going to keep us all safer. But it's, people have so abused the cell phone thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always.
It's cost people lives. I mean.
It has.
You know, who knows how many. So.
It has, including their own, by the way. Yes. It's just people drive off the road after overcorrecting. So I'm sick of these people, and now that they can't hold their cell phones anymore driving, I'm just cannot wait for that.
There's all kinds of good mounts. I've had them over the years. I've got now the car I drive on a daily basis up here was not that, you know, technically advanced because it's like 12, 13 years old at this point. So I got one of those CarPlay things. It's got a little screen. So I've got the Apple CarPlay. So I've got the maps. I've got the podcast, the radio stations, and all that's right there on the screen. And I've got the voice control. So, you know, I don't have to touch things. So,
yeah, I'm really liking having that cell phone. I'm surprised I didn't do it before. I'm like mounted right there. It's a lot easier for me to see.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good mounts out there. And, especially if you've got the MagSafe case where it's just magnetic and you don't have to, you know, lock something in place, that helps a lot.
Yes.
So
fantastic. Now let's actually enforce the law.
Yeah.
My daughter and I went hiking over the weekend. We hiked the New Rail Trail. Actually, we up in Virginia, that's near Galax. And it is, we actually did a bike part of it. We biked 29 miles this weekend. Knees held up the whole time.
Good deal.
But Galax is so heavily patrolled. Like, I haven't seen that. My daughter said, I have not seen this in this many police officers in the entire time that we've lived here in 10 years. And I'm like, I haven't either. They're everywhere. People drive so well, very civil there. And I'm sure that the Galax is a very small tourist town. You can tell what they're doing. They're funding their police department with tickets. And I was just fine with that. I was like, I love this, man. Yeah. I mean, I didn't almost get killed three times over a weekend like it is here. So I'm all for it. I just don't know if there's anyone to enforce it. I just never see law enforcement here. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we're not policed enough, in my opinion. And I think it creates an unsafe environment. So I hope they actually give the tickets out for this in the upstate. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. So much stuff going on, Lee. The list of 68 jobs that qualify for the new tax deduction on the no tax on tips.
Yeah.
The big, beautiful bill. Love to see this. Worked a lot of years as a waitress to help pay off. You know, I started working as a waitress in high school and had to continue doing it all the way through college just to pay the bills. And so, wow, this would have really, I know how this would have helped.
We're not on that though, are we?
No, we're not.
Of course, we don't ever get tips anyway, you know.
Right. But you know, you could tip us if you want. Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
It's not going to be discouraged.
We do have like that slot in the front of the building. Yeah. You can just throw the money in.
Yes, exactly.
If the Rise guys don't steal it, then, you know.
There is that, yeah.
Yeah. So you could do that. But of course, top of the list, I was a bartender in college too. Loved that job. That was a fun job. Wait staff, food servers, dining room and cafeteria attendants, chefs and cooks, food preparation workers, fast food counter workers, dishwashers, gambling dealers, anybody basically involved in gambling, dancers, musicians, musicians and singers, Yeah, just tuck it in a G strap.
Okay, right, thank you.
Anyway,
I was afraid that was coming. So.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yes, maids, housekeeping. So all these people you check. Now think about what a difference this is, right? From what the Democrats were trying to do, which was hire 80,000 more IRS agents to go after these people and shake them down for money. It turns out to give to Stacey Abrams, right?
That's yes, what, exactly.
Right. Just give her another $2 billion.
Who in her mind thinks she's the governor of Georgia. So
she will always be the governor of Georgia in her mind. She's
governor
also
on her mind.
Yeah. $2 billion she got transferred to her as they were throwing gold bars off the boat.
Out of the EPA. Yeah. Of all places.
So we go from 80,000 new IRS agents, more than doubling the size of the IRS, to go after these poor gig employees under the Democrats, which was brutal, too. No tax on tips under the Republicans, and Trump halting the expansion of the IRS. I mean, what a difference that's going to make for Americans, not having to shake down really some of the hardest working people among us who struggle the most. And I've done those jobs. They're tough jobs. So good. Fantastic.